So this fellow named Chase Murphy on WTAW's Infomaniacs back in the day, he prided himself on knowing just about all of the mascot names of Texas high schools. Even the most obscure, like the Rock Spring Angoras, the Breckenridge Buckaroos, the Baytown League Ganders, the Mesa Griffons. Well, for me, I found a book put together by 10 people called Mascot Mania, Spirit of Texas High Schools. That helped me. For the most part, Brazos Valley High Schools stick to the populars, the Tigers. There's 65 plus of those. The Cougars, there's more than 30 of those. There's more than 75 Eagles in Texas. But according to this book, Groesbeck is the only Goats, Hutto the only Hippos, Taylor the only Ducks, and of course Cameron Yeo the only Yeoman, and Somerville the only Yeewaws. There are just two Black Cats, Mahaya and Bay City. Even Navasota shares its mascot with four other Rattlers, Sherry Land, Rio Grande City, San Antonio Reagan, and San Marcos High School. There are nine other Rangers besides Rudder, including in Sugar Land at Clements and Rosenberg at Terry. There are 15 Trojans along with Calvert, but surprisingly, only eight other Vikings besides Bryan's. There's 18 Longhorns, but just one Aggies. Yep, that's Poteet, the Poteet Aggies. My dad and his family, along with Tommy Lee Jones, were Armadillas from San Saba, only one of those. My high school was Panthers, over 50 of those. We all have our favorite unique mascots, don't we? I always enjoyed, during drives through Port Lavaca, seeing the Fighting Sand Crab sign on the side of the stadium. There's the Fredericksburg Battling Billies, the Winters Blizzards, the Crane Cranes, the Springtown Porcupines, the Mason Punchers, the El Campo Ricebirds, the Texas City Stingeries, and the Itasca Wampus Cats. What's your favorite? It's all of Bravo Brazos Valley, and I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.